Welcome back. As we continue to look at dreams, you know, I hope you've been thinking about some of the dreams you've had at this point and what they might mean. Now, this next part, I'm just going to be sharing something about what we know about dreams in general. People have studied dreams. And so we're going to look, first of all, in this session, at how do we look at these things called dreams? Do I have dreams? What dreams are important? So, let's get to it. Here are some dream facts. You dream 5 to 7 times per night. Now, how do we know that? You know, because you don't remember 5 to 7 dreams per night. And there's a little likelihood that 5 to 7 dreams are significant, that God is speaking to you. How do we know that? Well, the studies have shown that we have a certain dream pattern in our lives. Now, you'll notice the stages of sleep here. The yellow line represents somebody who's awake. Stage one is when you're falling asleep. And you know this if you pay attention to it, that there's a brief time when you're kind of half awake, half asleep, but you know you're falling asleep, right? Stage two, by the darker brown, is when you're now plunging down into sleep. Stage three is you're going deeper. And stage four is when you are pretty much comatose, right? If you would stay in stage four, you would never turn over. You would just be lying there totally asleep, totally relaxed, totally refreshed in the morning. But that's not where we stay. You'll notice that once you get down that low, you go back to stage three, to stage two, and then what's called stage five, the green. And that's when you're in REM sleep or rapid eye movement. Now, rapid eye movement is the indication that you're dreaming. Like I say, 5 to 7 times per night, you go through this phase, this process of sleep, where after the REM time, when you're dreaming, you go back down to deep sleep, and you come back up to REM sleep. You go back down, but not quite as far anymore. You go up, down, until finally you become awake again. And usually just before you wake up, you'll notice that there's that stage four sleep of being deeply, deeply in a sleep pattern. So the REM times, how did they figure out you're dreaming during those times? Now, researchers, that wasn't all that difficult, right? So they would watch people as they sleep. They would observe them. They would measure their brain patterns by sensors that were put on them. And then sometimes they'd wake them up as they were in REM sleep and say, "What's going on right now in your mind?" And they would share a dream. And the dream, maybe was significant, maybe not. But they found out that those were times of dreaming. And like I say, the average is 5 to 7 times per night. Those are dream facts for most normal people. Now, that's fact number one, 5 to 7 times per night. The second fact is you need to dream. There was a Navy study done years ago where they were trying to say how long could they push sailors, right? So they got sailors, and they had some sailors in significant control rooms on a ship. And so they want to know, in a crisis, how long can we push them? And so what they did is they kept them awake. They kept them awake. When they would start to, you can't do that very long before you start falling asleep, right? I mean, something happens within you. And so they kept waking these people up. I just had a flash thought. My daughter right now has an exchange student with her, a Korean, and so I get to be part of the traveling him around various places where he has to go in connection with his schooling here in the United States. And he's wiped out. I mean, he's been running all month, and so we'll get in the car, and right away he'll start talking to me, but then he'll just kind of lean against the window and he'll be gone until we get home. That's normal. You're exhausted. Well, in this Navy study, they kept waking people up at that point and tried to say, how far can we push them? And they found that by night one, 30% of their capacity was diminished. In other words, they wouldn't be able to make really good decisions. And if they kept them up for night two, 60%. And if they kept them up beyond that, these people would begin to be paranoid. They would start to, in colloquial terms, go wacko. And so they determined that REM sleep was necessary. Otherwise, our minds just can't function. Our bodies can't function. We will become disconnected from reality. And so their conclusion was, of course, we've got to arrange for people, even in the toughest, most stressful situations, to take time to be off, to be sleeping, because something happens, and they described it various ways. Our minds just are kind of rearranging the shelves, is the way one person put it. You've got to put things in order, and so during sleep, that's what happens. We need sleep because that's how our brain begins to bring order to all the inputs that we have during a night. And so that's what they do. Here's how it's put. What is the brain doing? Cleaning, or it's sorting through images, and sometimes called memory consolidation. could be a time, as I'm suggesting in this course, of God speaking as well. Or maybe even other spirits speaking. There's a real temptation here that once we're opened to the spirit, that we are relaxed and our minds are ready to receive something from outside of our reality, that maybe there are other spirits too. That there's something going on there of God or Satan or demons. Something to be aware of. So let's go on. There are kinds of dreams. Happenings from yesterday. In other words, you dream of something in the past. Dream about when you were a child. I think of a dream during a particular stressful time when I just dreamt I was a kid. I had a pretty nice childhood in so many ways. We lived out in the country a bit, even though we were right adjacent to a small city. But we lived areas where a boy could go hunting in the woods around us. We went hunting with bows and arrows, and we went hunting with clubs. And we just had a time of childhood that was pretty carefree. And in fact, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be preaching on that statement of Jesus: unless you change and become like a child, you will in no way inherit the kingdom of heaven. And there's something about children that are free, not all of them, because of abuse and that sort of thing. But that's where I was in my dream. And I was just walking along and thinking about all the things that how our world was connected with God. I'm looking up at the clouds and watching them pass by, and I'm seeing animals run through the woods, rabbits and squirrels and etc. And I'm thinking about how they understand God too, according to the scriptures, that God, when we're called for all creation to praise. I was just in one of those times, and it was just deeply peaceful, deeply refreshing. So that's one kind of dream, that you dream of something that happened in the past. Now, sometimes, unfortunately, it's a recurring dream of something in the past that was traumatic. People who are abused as children sometimes have these times occur in dreams. We know from, in my generation, the Vietnam War, people went to war and they came home and they are traumatized. They are traumatized. And so they'll be back in Vietnam, and there'll be people shooting at them and bombs blowing up and hand grenades being thrown, and they wake up screaming during the night as a result of that trauma. So that's another kind of dream. It's not the positive kind of dream. It's not God speaking. It's just a realization of what's happened to us, and we're trying to come to some understanding of it. There are symbolic dreams. When we look through the scriptures, we find, with Joseph interpreting the dream of the baker, for instance, where he's got the bread on his head in a basket, and the birds come and begin eating it. Well, there's symbols there. Bread was, you know, what the nation produced. It was the what was needed for sustenance and life, and now it's being taken away. There's the symbols like Nebuchadnezzar getting that dream of that statue, and it's God prophesying about the future. So there's symbolic dreams, and we're going to look at some of the symbols that are common. There's the clear dream. Now, a couple of times in those scripture passages that we looked at, you know, God spoke very, very clearly. In other words, the angel appeared to Joseph and said to him, now that's a clear dream. Or you know, when God appeared, stood at the foot of whatever bed Samuel was on, that's a clear dream. There's no question about interpretation here. God has spoken to you. And so, you know, next time we're going to pick up the subject and look at the rest of the kinds of dreams. So we'll see you in the next session.